Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Mac-a-holic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right, goddamn it. Here we go. We ready. I'm ready. God damn it. I hope you are. Just a minute. I want to make sure I'm being heard. Hey, 347, you can hear me, right? 347. Okay, cool. Thanks. All right. This is the Rosebud Show, God damn it. Ask Rosebud. You know my qualifications. I'm formally and informally educated, goddammit. I got them degrees and I got game, so shit. For those of you who don't know it, goddammit, you know I got a red belt in mental gymnastics. I ain't bullshitting. I be trying to get busy. So, you know, you can see that I'm scholastically ready as far as that go, and I'm street ready. I'm highly qualified to show you. Exactly what you need to know. That's why I do this show. I want you to know. It's gotten worse over the last decade for men. And any of you motherfuckers under 30 are really suffering. You're in denial from the effects that the society had this warped view of how men should interact with women. And it didn't kind of fuck all y'all up. Shit, this show was being brought to you by motherfucking AskRosebud.com, where you can find the information to that shit that's going to help you fix the dating life that you think you have. You know, I'm happy that so many of you have been interested in my doggone SWU, and you guys really been asking about it. A lot of you have been enrolling. Those of you motherfuckers who want to get in there for the next semester, which start on January 2nd of 2019, all you got to do, hit me, let me know. I'll work out a way for you to doggone attend because I have hella information. I got a new male confidence coming. Well, it's not coming. It's here. I got it. It's already here. I have a new male confidence. I haven't put it up yet because I want to polish it a little bit. And just things are happening. Hit my email, you know, if you want to know something, ask me a question. I'll definitely, you know, answer it. AskRosebud@gmail.com. You know, my Instagram is TheRealJohnDixon with underscores between each of the every word. And just God damn it, let's get on it. You know, things that I've been doing have been working for me. And I hope you know on this show you hear what to do. I'll be telling you what to do. I mean, of course, you don't have to do it. But if you do it, I think you're gonna have something. There's specific ways to make what you do become part of your character. And that's the key to achieving confidence. Learning how to apply what you hear. You got to know how to apply what you're hearing. You guys don't do that. You thrive off information you can't use or you don't use. You know, because all you do or all you want to do is read or hear some shit, and then you're going to think you can do it. And when you try and fail, you don't really do nothing about it. See, that's the thing that I want to change. I want to change that. Sure, you could try this, you could try that. And if it don't work, you got to try something else. You don't quit. See, if you understand what I'm saying, then you understand it. That's why I speak to you. I speak to all of you, because no matter what, no matter what profession you in, most of you allow the same mistakes to rule your lives. So many of you miss my intentions because all you can focus on is that I was a damn pimp and I might be trying to charge you or something. For your information, I can't pimp on you for two main reasons and a plethora of other reasons. The first reason is, in order to pimp, you got to have a hoe. And you got to send them out to sell pussy every day. Second, I don't fuck with men. So I don't have no sexual pleasures trying to pimp on you. My motherfucking pimping pleasures came from fucking with women. The only thing I'm doing is trying to share what I know. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to share what I know will make you a confident man and have the ability to catch almost any woman that strikes your fancy. You slick motherfuckers, man. You can follow me on Twitter, like I said, Mr. Rose, at Mr. Rosebud. I also suggest you tune in to all my goddamn shows and get laced with the latest methods found to emphasize your manliness. And don't forget, when you getting at me, use the two D's in my name. Because I'm a motherfucker. Now, you wanted this show a long time, so goddamn it, we've been doing it for a long time. You want real answers to problems with women. You want real answers that you can use today. And you probably done read every damn article possible. You done bought all of that nonsense. You didn't bought into that nonsense that these, what do you call them, PUAs, these PUAs have to say. And you didn't try it every fake way possible. Everything fake that you could possibly think of to fake about yourself, you didn't get it. But yet you don't have no win. See, this is what we need to talk about. How can that be? These dudes, these things that you support and fail, you know, you support all kinds of things. But the thing that's about you, you don't want to support that. You know, I don't understand it. You don't want to support me, knowing full well those who do win. I don't make it up. Periodically, you know, you hear them on my show complimenting my course. The satisfaction that they receive from following the instructions. That's because I know attracting women comes from knowing who you are. That's what attracts women. That's what my course do. They show you step by step how to find the real you. And then see the attractiveness in you, because you don't even realize how attractive you are in your own skin. You just have to understand this. You want real answers from motherfuckers that's been in the field, yet you know I've been in the field, and you know I'm giving you real answers, but you kind of hesitate. I don't get it. If you look and learn how to catch women, how can you find a better motherfucker than a celebrated pimp who's willing to share game with you? Jesus Christ, man. I take what I want from life, and if I want to, what I don't need, I'll give it to someone who needs it. But I ain't obligated to give it to nobody. I ain't obligated to do shit. We discover truths. You know, we discover truths about women and dating. We discover truths about all kind of shit on this show. And some of it ain't pretty. You know, you guys can call in. We can kick it. 657-330-809. You know, I want to hear from you guys, man. But, you know, I didn't talk about it before, and I'm probably going to talk about it many more times during a fucking year, every year. Competition is something you guys take for granted. And at one time or another, it's going to cost you, because you better learn how to reassess your level of competitiveness. Do it every week, if not every day. There's a certain level of competitiveness you have to have, a mentality that you must have if you want to compete. I had to overcome so much shit in order for me to actually reprogram my thinking to focus on the stuff that I'm doing nowadays. See, but I had, as reinforcement, the knowledge that change is good. Change is actually a good thing, or it can be good, especially if the change is promoted by achieving your goals. See, because my changes all promote me doing something. I have a few questions I want you to continue to ask yourself well after this show. And the first one is, do your thoughts define you? And the second one is, if your thoughts don't define you, how can you make them do so? Shit, the third question is, what would you do to accomplish your goals when it comes to a woman? Now, these questions seem to have nothing to do with each other, but they have everything to do with your life. I'm a firm believer in your thoughts should represent you in all aspects. I know in order for me to accomplish that, I have to be real. I can't be faking at no time. Now, if you would stop faking about who you are, your thoughts would start to represent you, and you would become more comfortable with who you are, and that will free up a lot of conversation that you can have with whoever, women, employers, I mean, anything. It's directly because of you not knowing the true you that you feel so much insecurity and lack of confidence. Women, I keep telling you, they don't give a fuck how smart you are. They care about how sharp you are and how quickly you can see something developing, and how what you see developing is all you need to come up with a plan within a matter of seconds that you're going to implement, and it's going to save the day 9 out of 10 times. If you want a woman, or if you want women to be attracted to you, you got to be concentrate on being a man. Excuse me. You have to be a man in every way, every time they look at you. You need to understand the connection. There is a connection between your unwillingness to compete and your deteriorating ability to get at women. Believe me, there is a connection. You know, you need to reconnect with what competition is really for. Competition, of course, most of it, you win this, you win a medal, you win first place, whatever. But competition is not for any, it's not for any of that. Competition is to build your character, to make you want to win. You got to lose in order to really want to compete. But once you start competing, losing is not an option. And if you lose, accepting a loss is definitely not an option. From each loss, you can gain knowledge. This is what you get from your loss: knowledge about winning. And you go at it again. See, you know, you have athletes who compete on a professional level, you know, but there should be competition going on at every level of life, not just going on the courts or the fields of sports. There's a field you don't even consider when it comes to competing. And that field is the field most of you are on. There is a field of life where we compete for jobs and other things we aspire to do. In this competition, you must compete against men and women. But there's another field in life you don't think you can compete in. So you don't. And that's manhood. You all were raised in an atmosphere where you weren't encouraged to compete. Most of you were encouraged to compete just to have fun. Play the game only to have fun. Don't play the game to win. I'm not blaming single mothers for this one. It's actually society that's stolen your desire to be better than the next motherfucker. You all grew up only wanting to participate, whereas we all grew up wanting to win. This is like 40 years, 50 years difference between us growing up. When I was coming up, it was no such thing as accepting a loss. And, you know, 50 years of women's lib, all kind of different laws and all kind of shit. Yeah, shit has changed. Shit has changed quite a bit. And I'm only here to help guide you through this damn change. What's up, 254?
Rosewood, how you doing? This is Big Steve from Texas.
Big Steve, what's happening?
Hey, me and my cousin was talking today about perception. And I told him, I said, look here, man. If you look at a lion and you see that lion in all of his glory and you looking at him on one of your worst days, that lion was created to look at you as though you're the best that he's ever seen and want to be. In his best days, and you at your worst.
Well, it's all in perception. I kind of know what you're saying, but you're kind of saying it wrong, man, because the thing is, I'm the kind of person, you probably are too, on your worst day is the average person sunshine day, because, you know, that's how life, you know, makes us accept shit. But a lion, man, when you look at a lion and you see him in all his glory, that lion only sees you as a meal. That's all the lion sees, is a way to get to the next day. He ain't trying to really live for 10 years, 20 years. He don't give a fuck. He want to live through tonight and make sure he eat tomorrow. And as long as he doing that, he taking care of his business. He ain't going to plan for no, he ain't even planning for no family and nothing. That shit just comes natural to him. And everything that comes natural, he deal with it on a natural level. And that's how, I mean, as far as using that line, that's how you want to see it. You want to deal with it on a natural level. You know, everything.
I got you.
That lion looks, he don't know he's looking down. But that lion is looking down at everything he's looking at. He, you know, Steve Dean used this a lot of times. Mount Olympus. He's on Mount Olympus. Looking down, because that's how he see everybody. That's how he see everything, because whatever it is his. He just see it like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, man, for sure. Hey, Steve, you got that shit, right?
No, Rosebud, I sent you an email and told you to check a tracking number, but I ain't got nothing yet, bro. I just been looking, but I ain't got it yet.
Man, ain't no way you shouldn't have it. I'll talk to you after the show, man. I'm telling you, I don't try to make single mothers out to be the bad guys, because, you know, society forced them to accept different things. And as they accept them, they had to bring them to you because you were their kids. And you grew up wanting to just participate. You know, mom and pops couldn't push you to win because, you know, the powers that be had said, this is not how you do it. This is not how you raise kids. Society decided that it was the wrong way to raise kids. So we all stopped pushing our kids to want to win, and we adopted that loser attitude of only wanting to play or only wanting to be involved. It's not okay. That shit is not okay. It's not okay to teach your child, especially your boys, that they should only enjoy participating. Because when they grow up and they have to compete, they're going to be lacking in the competition skills. How can you say you know how to compete when you know you never competed as a child? I mean, you got to really understand that if you haven't competed in your life, how will you know how to compete at the right time? You just won't. Everything we did as a boy was emulating a man. And most things we did as parents raising boys in the men was deemed wrong and ineffective. Even though we was raised in strong boys who later entered the rat race, and a lot of them won because of what they was taught as children. That's why I won. That's why any of my friends won, because they wasn't losing. They wasn't brought up to lose. We used to teach our kids that losing was not something to accept. But when the women, you know, got their foot in the door and opened the floodgate of homosexual thoughts on raising boys, it's okay for boys to wear dresses. It's okay for them to, I mean, come on, play with dolls. That goddamn shit is not okay. You gotta understand that about 40 years ago, with each new generation of young boys born, less and less emphasis was put on being a man when you grow up, and more emphasis was put on being a good person. Almost asexual, to put it bluntly. You was forced to grow up hearing and accepting that you gotta be a good person. Even though you was dealing with a fucking bitch. Today, all you do are reluctant to assert yourself for fear of some kind of legal retaliation. That's where I come in for you, because I'm here to tell you that the blame stops in the mirror. You ain't got to put your hands on no woman to stand up. You ain't got to do none of that weak shit, violent bullshit to stand up. As soon as you recognize that motherfucker in the mirror, you blame his ass for all your shortcomings and tell his ass it's up to him to change that goddamn shit. This show ain't about calling women bitches and hoes. It's more about identifying bitch-like tendencies and knowing how to effectively neutralize them motherfuckers. This show is even about how to turn them recognized foul traits around to benefit you. This show has a mission. It's not entertainment. Since knowing is half the battle, understanding where and when a motherfucking woman will show bitch tendencies, combined with having the knowledge that you know how to deal with that shit, will change your personality. I mean, dudes in general today are very passive because of a lack of knowledge about women, and you let them motherfuckers take the lead, you let them do this, do that, let them smoke cigars, let them sag their pants. I mean, you do it, you let them do everything dudes do, but you want them to respect you. And when we know lack of knowledge in most cases breeds insecurity. All you got to do is think about a couple of things you know a lot about and see how confident you are when you speak about them. When you have a lack of knowledge, it's like a disease that's going to rot you from inside unless you get a hold of it and flip it. If you don't, you're going to live a miserable and obscure life when it comes to women. Everything we talk about, you need to understand, has to do with committing to being competitive. And if you don't fully get it right now, I told you, you can hit me on my email, and we'll discuss it a little further. too many of you brothers are out there. You're not making moves. You're not making the proper decisions. You're not making the right choices. You know, you're not even putting enough effort into stop being used as doormats. There's many of you out there on the fence about life, about a lot of shit. And you're thinking of taking the back seat in the dating game or trying to find a way to get in the game for real through the back seat. Man, no. You got to be brave enough to want to drive. That's the only way you're going to win. If you don't want to drive, you ain't going to win. This is why you need my confidence building course, so you can learn how you can clear your mind of all the negative bullshit stored there about you being a loser with women. And hopefully you're going to begin a serious competitive advance to your goal. You got to accept that you was a loser and that, you know, you don't fucking want to be a loser no more. You got to accept shit. It's in your hands, not some woman that you need to validate who you are. And that statement alone should show you how far we didn't regress as men. Not long ago, women needed men to validate them. Now you all running around here needing validation from women. The table's been turned, and it's time to turn them again. Only this time, none of us need validation, men or women. We don't need to validate a woman so she can know she's a woman or feel she's a substance, a woman of substance. And men sure don't fucking need women to validate that he's a man of substance. The fear of becoming a man should have came to you when you was about 13 or 14 years old, but it didn't because of the warped way parents were forced to raise their children. It didn't come to you at that early age because you missed all the hallmarks that boys go through to become men. Society made it a bad thing to do the things boys did. This is a result of feminists, homosexuality, and all kind of political bullshit. The only way white boys could compete was if brothers stopped being competitive. So the psychologists devised this plot to get all families, but black families especially, to stop raising their children to live for competition and raise them to only play like the gay boys of my time. They were the only ones who only wanted to play. Everybody else wanted to win. But you could find one of them sissy boys, they wanted, oh, I just want to play. They weren't even gay back then. They just were sissies. You didn't dress that much different than the fucking girls did. You know, you might not have wore high heels and dresses, but you guys let them look and act just like you. Your pants sagged just as theirs did. They did and spoke the same way you do, and you totally accepted it because of society's new views on being a person who was aggressive because of their competitive nature was wrong. You grew up, matured in looks, but not in nature or in mind, because you'd rather let your mother be your hero and stay on the couch and play your goddamn PlayStation or whatever is new. You didn't want to stay with Pops because he wasn't having none of that shit. You got to realize when you're doing something that requires skills, like catching a woman, you're definitely going to be thinking if you're doing it the right way or the wrong way. But there is a right or wrong way. Which one should you want to use? It's good. You'll say, yeah, we want to choose the right way. But all of you choose the wrong way, some version of the wrong way. That's your choice. I'm not making that up. You choose whatever this way is for you, and when it don't work, you don't think anything about it. you just go look for another way that's not going to work. In the beginning of dealing with women, you're supposed to have a little apprehension. You're supposed to not be sure. You're supposed to be a little scared. And you may continue to get butterflies for many years to come. I know I still get butterflies. The real problem is you guys are afraid that you can't compete, so you don't even try. Not one of you out there are really brave enough to take the chances I took when I was learning how to be the man I am. I knew the chances I took would help me develop into that man I wanted to be, or I wasn't going to ever be that man I wanted to be. The first thing that you have to do is develop a real workable plan. And this plan really should be a outline or an overview of what you want from your goddamn life. You have to develop some selfishness and conceit about yourself, which will automatically raise your competitive bar. Selfishness and conceit have been bred out of you, and you are actually defenseless against today's women without being selfish or conceited. You have to have a selfish and conceited belief in your confidence as a man. That's the only way you're going to get women to come off their undeserving pedestal, and speak to you on the real. If you can't get them to come off that fake-ass pedestal, you ain't going to really get to get at this woman. Women are really attracted to, but they're afraid at the same time of a man who's brazenly conceited and selfish. It's a turn-on for them after their fear subsides, because fear is an emotion, and it can be handled. So as long as you understand fear and you see this broad nose is flared open because she didn't got a little bit afraid of you, you can use it to your advantage. I'm telling you, women want a motherfucker that's selfish and conceited. That's why your favorite athlete, whatever sport it is, your favorite athlete, you don't never see that motherfucker happy because he got on a uniform. Whoever it is, and whatever career it is in sport, his conceited ass and selfish nature made him believe he can save the day. He wants the ball. He always wants it. And everybody loves him because of it. Don't nobody like you because you just want to play. You have to believe you can catch a star or turn this woman into a star. You have to be that much impressed with yourself. I'm being honest when I tell you this stuff. I'm not just talking. Why should you believe this about you? Because you're a motherfucker and you know it. If you don't know it, you better learn it. Because if that ain't conceited, I don't know what is. I'm telling you, conceit is a motherfucker. Conceit is how to learn who you are or how to learn where you want to go in your life. And self, being selfish and conceited, what that does for you is make you have to shit or get off the pot for real. You can't be playing. You can't say you know how to roll and you don't know how to roll. See, I'm real. I'm a real motherfucker. I've been in all them cities where you at right now. And I done did what I'm talking about in those cities. I done call school teachers, attorneys, construction workers, all kind of women. And I don't change whoever she is. You know, of course, you know, you kind of soften it up for this or that draw, but you don't change what you're doing. And there's only one way to know that your way is the right way, and you can't expect to do it without the confidence of the lion. There's only one way, and it's your way. And you have to know it's the right way. You don't change your approach. You always be direct and in their face. And like I said, you know, you don't run a person over if you don't have to. But sometimes you have to run them over. I mean, so maybe you don't need my course. I don't know. But I believe each one of you could use the real game involved with the info of my course. From time to time on this show, motherfuckers do call in. And you hear the changes in their voices, and then they have to talk about their catch hand, blah, blah, blah. But what's really happening is only a few people's taking advantage of what I'm offering. Well, even a few people's going to be some money. So it's not the money I'm talking about. I want hella motherfuckers learning this shit. I don't want a few. A few ain't good enough for me. I want hella people to know this shit. That's why I do my shows. None of you really even thought you should get off the couch to be involved with life. You didn't even think it was necessary to get off the couch to be involved with being a man. Some of you feel that you can have respect from others who have earned their respect. And all you do, or all you have to do, this point and click to do your thing. Some of you are really funny dudes who think about the computer shit you do and call it, you know, manning up. The reason that kind of shit should not be done is because any sucker can do it. And the suckers will take from the purity of the shit you talking about. And that shit you talking about is what you're using to support your game, your life. And when you let suckers involved with it, they water it down. The more watered down becomes, the less the real can depend on. Meaning, if you let people make you water your shit down, you're not going to be able to depend on it like you at one time was able to. All of you guys are like beginners. And you need to understand, it don't mean you have to stay there just because you've been ranked as a beginner. Everything has degrees. But as you advance, there's just less and less worries. After you become an expert, there's a total another level you can pursue, and that's being a master. I mean, that level of catching, that's like you Bruce Lee to martial arts. I mean, you can be able to catch like that. You like a Bruce Lee is to martial arts. I got five no's that I always kick in my mind. You might not see the benefit or the sense in it, but I do. I don't apologize. I ain't got no fear. I ain't got no shame. I ain't got no regrets. And I certainly believe in what I just said. I live it. How to make women see this in you is all part of my information that I give in the course and I expound on in the school. It's important to represent strength to a broad. You won't catch them just being there, being a nice guy. My course helps you to deliver strength. When I'm at a bra, my confidence is very obvious or evident. And as long as she's observing how I use it, I'm a catcher. Because I be using my confidence. I don't need confidence to say what I say. I need confidence to do with what I say what I do with what I say. You have to be very confident. I know you want to know how to know. She's watching your moods and paying attention to your conversation. That's my point to y'all. What else do you need to be in your face before you realize you should buy my goddamn course? That answer and much more is in my course. Men like me have achieved this level of expertise because we put work in. We got denied. We was the little guy on the block. When you get as smooth as I am, you don't even think about what's necessary to catch a bitch. You just do it when it's called upon. You don't know what you're going to do. I'm so goddamn good at catching. I do it in my sleep. I'm just one of those kind of dudes. I can be asleep, wake up, I ain't missing a beat. I'm going to get up and say some opium shit, just like I said before I went to sleep. What people expect from me. And now that I'm not a pimp, they still expect it because they expect that kind of man from me. They're not confusing that I'm, you know, no longer a pimp. They just don't expect me to act any different. They don't expect me to comprehend any less. And I don't. You got to take your ass out there and get some real game so you can learn the meaning of being a pimp. And the same for you motherfuckers that ain't trying to be a pimp. Go out and learn the goddamn meaning of being a man. You can't be a motherfucker without confidence in what you're doing. I don't focus on any area of what people do. My course helps street motherfuckers as well as the average Joe. I'm telling you. How many avenues do you have to take for a blog talk that's going to allow you to kick it with real legends? How are you going to do it? I mean, how many other ones do allow you to do it? Not many. And of those shows that you have that kind of offer stuff like this, how many of them have true soldiers, real motherfuckers who've been down in the game that you could recognize because you didn't see it, you didn't witness it? I mean, think about it. None, really. That's why you hear every Sunday, I would imagine. Because you want it real. Like, I give it out. You know, we've been kicking it about some concerns that you have about the game and how to, you know, properly adapt to it. Only had one question so far. I like more. But you guys need to know that there's certain ways to speak to a woman who's going to consider something. And when you speak to her, your leadership qualities should be quite evident. And if they're not, you're just not catching. How to get women to see and appreciate that you're a certain caliber of man, all that shit is in my course. I think it's important to show a woman strength when you add her. And you can only accomplish that shit if you got confidence. You can't be strong if you ain't sure about what you're talking about. I done told you that being animated is key. And you have to be paying attention to what she's talking about. You got to be paying attention that she is watching your moves and paying attention to your conversation. And you can do all this, especially when you're confident. And in a command of the words you use, you'll have an erotic effect on women who pay attention to what you say. I am serious. I done told you through my experiences that there are certain ways you speak to a woman who will do some slick shit and other ways you speak to a woman who won't bust a grape. And this is the value of being able to kick it with people like me. We've been through many women on both sides of the fence, and your ability to lead her should show up quickly, and you establish that by taking charge of the conversation right away. If you can't do that, you ain't going to, well, I ain't going to say you ain't, because I'm sure some of you motherfuckers get laid every blue moon. But how do you as a man keep envy and jealousy in check when it comes to other men? See, a lot of you motherfuckers are afraid to admit that you even have those traits that you want to see. Or you look at another dude, man, that dude got his shit together. I used to be afraid of it when I first turned out. But when I got to Hollywood, I learned fast that I better be envious of them motherfuckers. I also learned to get that envy to promote me to do big things in the game in order for me to become people's envy. And I couldn't do that until I admitted to myself that I was just as jealous of that nigga Tay Hollywood Hots and them other motherfuckers that was up there. I was jealous. Couldn't stand to look at them motherfuckers. Because those motherfuckers brought it out. Jealousy and envy are two of the most powerful motivators in the world. And all you got to do is accept the shortcomings of what you're doing and change that shit. And that shit will motivate you. That's when I started being out every single night. And that's when I stopped being in the shadows of what I was doing. That's when I started chasing my courage to be a Hollywood motherfucker. How do you keep your emotions from clouding your judgment and affecting your actions? You better check that. Because if you don't know how to do that, how the fuck you gonna grow in this life? It's almost the same as controlling your jealousy. Until you stand face to face with what's scaring the hell out of you, you'll never overcome it. Admitting to myself that I had love for those motherfucking hoes was liberating for me, because I used to walk around talking about, I don't give a fuck about no bitch. Man, the key in this is not allowing yourself to be in love with being in love. See, unless this motherfucker is seriously deserving of your feelings, you have to be sharp and bring it to her without them. But then, if the bitch is deserving and you don't bring them, you ain't having the bitch very long. 2 and 2 is 4. Another question. How do you make transitions and stay down in the game? Because the game changes. Man, the thing about the game, yeah, it changed. Not the game, excuse me. The thing about times change. The game don't. Some aspects of the game will change. Some particulars of the game will change. But the object of it don't change. Never does, never will. I mean, I get these kind of questions. Another question I always get, how do you identify the type of woman and the mindset that you're dealing with? None of you understand it when you ask these kind of questions. I don't deal with their mindset. I don't. They deal with mine. If they can't deal with mine, we ain't kicking it. And if we kicking it, I'm already dealing with hers. I'm telling you, you guys ask questions that prevent you from learning. That question has no answer. The answer is all women. They're not the same identical, but you deal with them all the same, straight out, straight up, and straight laced. I mean, shit. If I would have actually identified this shit when I was young or younger, I would have fucking had way more success at this game than I did. But it took, I was a hardhead. And women have to deal with my mindset, or they're just not going to be no dealing. What would you tell motherfuckers when it comes to making a woman your reflection? What would you tell this woman to, man, I got the hiccups, excuse me, shit, to make her believe that she can be a reflection of you? What would you have to know first? Anybody? See, you guys ain't gonna, I mean, you know, I'm gonna have a short show today anyway, because you guys, I don't like to just talk. I like to kick me. 678, what's up, man? Let me get you. I just seen you pop up.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, ain't nothing kind of with you. What answer?
Nothing more cool. Yeah, basically what she would have to have is, exactly what you want. So whatever it is that you see your bride having, you have to make sure she carry that in order for her to even fuck with you on a level that you want her to fuck with you on. Like, however you rocking, however it is that you are with yourself, you got to make sure your bride is the same way. Because she's not, then you can't really fuck with her like that.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. If you was talking to a young, dumb bitch, she might would go for that shit. But see, you didn't answer nothing. All you did was said she got to do something. What I'm saying is there's things you have to tell her. You got to tell her how to sit. You got to tell her how to ride with you. You got to tell her how to talk to you. You got to tell her not what to wear, but how to wear what she got on. You got to tell her hella shit. Because if you want her to reflect you, you got to see and judge every goddamn thing that bitch doing. It ain't that she can't do it if you don't like it. She just ain't reflecting you. What I'm saying is this. I got this broad. These broads, they on the damn track. I ain't nowhere around. I get a call. And this motherfucker is doing something to my bitch. Now, this is the bitch telling me. Now, what am I going to do? Hang the phone up and rush to where she at? And get involved in that shit? Fuck no, I ain't doing that. What I'm going to do here with this.
Hey, yo, bud, you breaking up, yo. Yo.
If this bitch has been a redhead, the way the woman is a reflection of you is by you demanding her being a reflection of you, by you telling her what reflects your desires. She don't know it. She ain't been with you. So you got to describe that shit to her. That's the only way you will know that. Now, I mean, you first got to be flawless in representing what you claim. You know, if you want her to be neat and shit, you got to have your surroundings neat. If you want her to be a money-getting motherfucker, you got to be a motherfucker to know what to do when you get money. Otherwise, when she bring the money to you and you don't know what to do with it, you're going to do like most other motherfuckers. Fuck it off on drugs or whatever, cars, wheels, whatever. But if you're a motherfucker to know what to do with some money, all that's involved. But you build to that shit. You know, what I'm saying is, whenever she's present, she should see you doing and living up to the very essence of what you claim. And then, and only then can you take a chance and hope to have a woman whose integrity is as tough as yours is, because it's going to take as much integrity from her as it does from you to become a reflection of you. She's not going to become a reflection of you because you say, you know, you got to do this, you got to do something, you know, you got to, no, man, she's specific things. They have to be specific things. Now, the thing about me, I keep telling you guys, I don't say shit and don't tell you how to do it. That's just not cool to me. But right now, you got to give me 10 seconds. Because I gotta go get some water. I got the heat cups. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. What I really would like is to have some questions so we can kick it. But, you know, you guys, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you just have a weird way of receiving this information. And when I don't get questions, it's like I'm forcing you to hear this shit. And I don't be wanting to force none of this on you. I'll be trying to impress on you how important it is to be prepared. That's what I be doing. You ain't going to run into the right bitch quickly. So it's just as important to know how to deal with the women you run across while you looking for that right one. You just got to be prepared for unexpected events as well as the expected ones, as well as the ones you know that you're preparing for. Most of the motherfuckers I speak to don't understand today's life, you know, in as much as they live through their fantasy. They live through that fantasy ideal life. I mean, a lot of you guys really don't look at your life in true fashion. Because think about how you would really feel if you actually said how little you know to talk to a woman about. See, it's the steps that you take on the real ground that matters in your life. The steps you take on that computer, the steps you be taking in the chat rooms, them steps you be taking on the text or the instant message, that shit ain't real. It's the steps on the real ground that you take that matters, because those are the steps that's going to get you to where you're trying to go. There's something about me you can't get past. And if you look at all my past endeavors, no matter what it was, I never deviated from the same plot. Not one time did I deviate from the underlying plot in all my streams, blogs, projects that I tell you about. I always talk about being a man. My underlying plot to you has always been to be a man at all costs. If you understand that, then you're going to understand why I don't get along with the virtual world most of you deal with. You're not real in that world. And every semester, I get to prove it. Because these dudes think they really learned the course. They come into the doggone school to master the course. But the thing about the course, it don't do what the school makes you do. Because the course, nobody's forcing you to do shit. You can, you know, hear it and as many times as you want to. And when they tell you to do something, who's looking? You know, like, nobody can tell if you're doing it. So a lot of you guys don't really do what you're supposed to do. And you still learn shit about yourself. That's why everybody loves the course. But that's not what I want. I don't want you to love the course. I want you to learn from the course. So when you come to the doggone school, I start showing you where you're lacking. Because if you can't go out and produce the same results that you can produce in the lab or class, you ain't doing shit. I learned stuff in school that I can use that night on the street in real life. That's usable knowledge. That's how you get knowledge, being able to use the information that you've gotten. Man, just so you understand what I mean, I was in a master's program, and I was studying counseling and mediation. Now, I learned in that program that clinicians have to be able to get the real person versus the ideal person in order to get to the root of any problem. See, for both of you, the real you is the one who snores, who don't like mushrooms, and not nearly as agreeable as you are when you meet. During the first meeting, none of the real you, I'm talking about between you and the woman when I'm saying this, make myself clear, for both of you, neither one of you is being the real you. And what I'm saying, during that first meeting, you try as hard as possible not to let any of the real you come out. Both of you do that. Especially if you have some sort of attraction brewing. You both on your relatively good behavior to make sure the night goes smoothly. Now, 5 or 6 dates in, you start to notice some little things that weren't prevalent when you first started dating. Hell, before you know it, you're talking about how things have changed, and here's some things to avoid to do this damn shit. Because what happened is you both are intrigued with each other, and you both are being the ideal you. That's where you got manners. That's where you say all the right things. That's where you do all the right things. That's where you don't fart. You don't belch. You know, all that shit. That's the ideal you. But after a while, when that ideal you wear out, the real you, the one that you're going to have to be living with this person comes out. First and foremost, if you really want to avoid having to lie to impress women, you got to accept your real self. You have to accept your real self. Man, I let them know, hey, I ain't easy to get along with. I don't snore none of that goddamn shit, but I be sleeping all over the goddamn bed, you know, and shit. I mean, I just explain shit in the course of talking. Now, the reason I do that, because I don't want shit to be working out because it's cool. I want shit to work out because it works. You got to tell yourself that just because you're a working man doesn't mean you ain't with it or you ain't cool. So what I'm saying is you accept you. When you come home from work, you don't put on no different looking clothes and get in your Cadillac and try to drive around like you some sharp ass motherfucker. You still the square to go to work. You got to accept that shit. It only means you go to work to earn your money. That's all it means. Accepting your station in life at the moment as something you want to change or something you're completely happy with is fucking imperative. It's imperative because that's the only way you can have a real relationship with this new woman you want to impress. Either way, you need to accept your station in life, even if it's temporary. You got to own it. You got to claim it. You don't want to run from it. We're talking about real stuff here. And what's more real than what you feel about your goddamn self when you're out on a date? What's more real than that? Confidence is key here. And if you know, can express yourself with ease, you can talk to her with a comfort. It's going to show the woman she can relax. It's going to show her that she ain't got to be on her guard to where she can't really hear what you're saying. She's going to relax and pay attention to your conversation. Why? Because you're smooth enough to have smoothed away all her worries without her even taking the time to see it. Because, hey, baby, blah, 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 that put her on guard. I'm not going to wake that bitch up. Women really want to believe you. That's why it's so easy for you to lie to them. But a real man should know you end up the way you started out. If you want to start out lying, you're going to have to keep lying. The more difficult you show it is for you to have a smooth conversation, the more uneasy you make the woman that you're speaking with. You got to understand that. If you ain't got a smooth flow in your conversation, this woman is going to be uneasy about going anywhere with you. So if you start out lying, you're going to have to continue lying, and you're going to be uneasy. Your body language is going to be showing you uneasy because you ain't no liar. What kind of fucking relationship is that building? When you're getting at a woman, you should take under consideration that she may not be fully understand what you're talking about. You take that under consideration first. So that means or promotes you to use small words. You don't use no big words. You don't want her misunderstanding shit. You don't want her having to take your precious time and figure out what the fuck you're saying. She especially may not know what you're talking about if you're speaking about something in particular and you're using some street terms. That's why I speak in plain English. And that's what I suggest you do when you're speaking with women. Personally, I don't want you to have any kind of confusion or any kind of goddamn misunderstanding about what the fuck I'm saying. So this means I have to be ready to explain everything. Same as you. This means you got to be ready to explain everything about what you're doing or thinking. You got to be able to explain it. You don't have to explain it, but you have to be able and ready to explain it because you don't know. Some of it might come up. And if you don't have the right thing to say about why you're doing something, that's exactly why you lose her. You don't have to explain, but you got to be able to provide clarity to any situation that you cause. You should hope she going to ask you a question or two about what you say so you can expound on it and possibly get her caught up in your excitement. You got to think like this because the ADP is a dating call for it. This is what makes you a motherfucker to her. You always be playing. You always do something that you're supposed to do to get her thinking along the way you want her to think. You don't leave it up to chance for her to think along the lines that you want her to think. Thinking ahead of this woman is a constant ego booster for a motherfucker, especially when you're doing it and staying sharp in the conversation and you see different things that you was doing working. This is why you're supposed to plan your shit. A lot of you motherfuckers don't realize the main reason you ain't catching is you don't represent in your actions what you say out your mouth. It don't match. I keep trying to tell you, everything got to match. What you say got to match how you look, which got to match how you walk. Everything got to match. And I know you want to know what I'm leading up to. And I tell you, if you want to be a magnet, if you want to be a lady magnet, you have to know what attracts women. And once you know that, you have to customize that knowledge to fit you and what you say. That woman you're speaking with ain't afraid to rank you and your shortcomings. Just as she is not afraid to give you her full attention. If you speak smoothly and don't stammer or stutter, you can lead a woman with your words and have her following all your actions. I've done it a million times with a million women. But if I miss any one of the elements I spoke about of engaging a conversation, even I'll miss the goddamn bitch. You got to be willing to learn and execute the ways of a full-fledged alpha man when it comes to women. You got to be able to exude and clearly understand the philosophy of being an alpha man. Most times, if you really want her, you're going to have to psychoanalyze her in order to really get next to her. I'm telling you, this shit is hard work. It's not easy. Unless you fully understand the philosophy of alpha men and the importance it has to your very existence, it's going to wear you out trying to live it. You got to get real. The way you are perceived by a woman from your initial approach to her depends on how you handle her initial response to your approach. Very seldom will a woman respond with open arms unless she's invited you to speak with her. And this is partly because of society's hold on what women think and do. But what she will do is allow you to continue at her at your own discretion and hang yourself or get closer to her. I suggest you try to interpret everything she does and say to be something you want out of this chance meeting. And as you interpret it, try coaxing her to agree with your analysis with a comforting tone in your voice. Girl, I see your legs pointing toward me, leaning to the side like that. Look like you're trying to invite me to come sit down next to you. That might not be what that bitch is thinking or saying when she did that. But when I say that and I make it pleasing, she's going to accept that to mean that. And since I've let her see it, when she make another gesture with her leg, I'm appointed. Girl, there you go again. I'll accept your invitation. She done invited me. She ain't going to run because I let her know that that's what that means. Man, your absolute biggest obstacle that you have right now is the lack of confidence to go ahead with what you started. Most motherfuckers lack that confidence. They lack the confidence to use the words they didn't thought of, and knowing that makes it very difficult to think as you speak to a woman. See, my confidence, of course, there's several ways to overcome this problem that we've all had. Because this is a shared fear that all men have. We've all had it at one time or another in our lives, but not all of us outgrow it. I outgrew it. When you don't outgrow it, it consumes you. When you think of interacting with a woman that you like, oh my God, these thoughts come in your head and derail everything you're thinking. And it's funny. If the same guy didn't like the woman, he wouldn't have no problem communicating with her. Otherwise, if your ass walked up to baby and something about her you didn't like, and she started talking to you, you fucking around to have a hell of a conversation with her because you ain't getting a fuck. In my way of thinking, your confidence comes from knowing you dealing with something you can follow, a plan. And if you don't give a fuck, what you're dealing with is just being you. You don't give a fuck. You ain't trying to put on no airs. You just whatever. And 9 out of 10 times, that's the bitch you catch. Why? Because she was being you. You didn't like her, so you didn't have to front. And when you didn't front, the you was being was likable. Yeah. A conversation that has a beginning, middle, and end is what you need now. You have to know where the conversation is at any given moment, and you got to know what the response is to statements that you're making that you want to hear. And this don't mean that you got to memorize every goddamn thing about the conversation, but you do have to have a definite direction you want to go in. And I'll tell you this again, I'm a firm believer that you ain't never supposed to have idle conversation with a woman. I never do. I ain't never shooting the shit with a woman. I always have some kind of intention when I speak with a woman. And it's not always sexual, but I always have intention. In reality, this ain't no game you playing. But if you do as I say, it'll feel like a game that you're playing and winning. When you have her engaged in your words, this is a sign that you can switch gears and see where you can take her. That's why you want to engage her. The sooner you see an opening to go romantic, the faster she'll be considering you as the one she's been waiting for. You still have to be on the ADTs and play your hand the entire time you're speaking with her. You have to play your hand even when you're on your way to your vehicle or the crib with her. You can't never get off your guard. ABPs always be playing. Alpha men are never caught off guard with a woman because we're always playing our hand. When you understand the power in having the confidence to plan something and follow through with it, you'll understand how to be a real motherfucker in the dating game. Because that's how you do it. When you point your confidence at someone, it should be as dangerous as a motherfucking loaded 357 Magnum. The difference with this gun is it cannot run out of ammo. because you got a motherfucking bead on how to make your life sound and be so exciting to a fucking female who's into you that you just ain't gonna run out of shit to say. Because even when you do and you say, oh man, I don't know what to say, she gonna think that's part of that shit. She gonna love it. Just make sure your conversation stays in a flowing pattern. It don't have to go zzz. You can take stops. You can make little intermittent halts, but don't do it too many times. You know, you don't want to stammer. And she's going to be at least smitten with you. And I've told you many times, women are as horny as you are. And most of them can't wait to run into a motherfucker who ain't afraid to ask them what they want. In all of my shows, I try to encourage you to take chances when you're thinking about going out there and dating somebody. So the hell what if you miss one of these goddamn women because of something you said? I always focus on the opposite, catching the women because of something I said. That's what I focus on because that's what I believe in. I don't believe in losing. I don't believe in none of the shit that could be taken from the way we live. We take hella chances. We do hella things that the average motherfucker would never do, would never consider doing. That's because we're risk takers. We ain't scared to take no motherfucking risk because we know how to win. Now, ain't nobody got no questions. I'm finna go. Got 10 minutes to go, but that ain't that much. I really want to have a full show, but it's cool. I'm loving it. Hey, 2019, brand new male confidence coming out. It's not that it has changed the information. There's just so much more included that I've learned since I've become a teacher. I'm teaching at SWU, and I'm learning so much from these guys. And it's just going to help you. Because I'm implementing it into the 2019 version. I'm out.